From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a Republican congressman refuses his party's plea to attack his opponent. He loses. An exit interview with Iowa's Jim Leach.
First, though, top military, diplomatic, and intelligence officials are on Capitol Hill today talking about Iraq. General John Abizaid, the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, is testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Iraqis and Americans alike believe that Iraq can stabilize, and that the key to stabilization is effective, loyal, non-sectarian Iraqi security forces coupled with an effective government of national unity.
Even though the elections last week turned Congress over to the Democrats, it's still controlled by the Republicans until January. Some of the Democrats want to see troops leave soon. General Abizaid was talking about that today. We're joined by NPR's Guy Raz. Guy, what was it that the general said today before the committee?
Well, Alex, a pretty sobering assessment, I would say, and I can't imagine he would be able to give any other kind of assessment. What he did say very pointedly was that he opposes specific timetables for Iraq, essentially something that policymakers in Washington, particularly Democrats, have been talking about. They are looking for timetables, and General Abizaid essentially saying that is probably not the best course to take. Now, what's interesting is that in 11 days from now, Alex, the U.S. military presence in Iraq will actually surpass the entire campaign in Europe during the Second World War. John Abizaid is very well aware of that, and he comes to the Congress after a very rough month. October of this year, 104 U.S. servicemen dead, the highest death toll in 2 years. Very tough time for him. He just met with the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, essentially saying you have got to stop the sectarian violence somehow.
Who else is the committee hearing from today, Guy?
Well, the committee will also hear from David Satterfield, the Undersecretary of State, who is a special advisor on Iraq. Later on in the day, they're going to hear from the CIA Chief Hayden. They'll also hear from the Defense Intelligence Agency Chief. And essentially, they're going to basically sound these guys out. They want to find out what the options are in Iraq. You've got the Democrats on the committee, the incoming leadership essentially under Carl Levin saying, look, stay the course is not working, and we need to talk about a drawdown, a reduction of troops. And then you've got Republicans on the committee who will soon be in the minority saying, well, perhaps we should consider increasing the number of troops in Iraq.
So this all is taking place with this kind of the backdrop to all this is the changing civilian leadership at the Pentagon. Anything new there, you think?
Well, the talk in Washington is that Gates is essentially going to bring a non-ideological team into the Pentagon. He's got 2 years to accomplish something. He may not be able to accomplish much. His options aren't great, either reduce troops or increase them. But we're all waiting for the Iraq Survey Group, the Jim Baker panel, to essentially give recommendations that we imagine will be followed by the White House.
NPR's Guy Raz with us from Washington following the hearing today. Guy, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.